Have you ever wondered why we celebrate Christmas? Our gospel passage today gives us an answer. It is not simply because a child was born from a virgin's womb, but rather because the Word became flesh and lived among us. We should not confuse John, the writer of this gospel, with John the Baptist. John, the writer of this gospel, was an apostle and is often described in scriptures as the disciple whom Jesus loved. John was Jesus' closest earthly friend. And in our story, John tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and lived among us. God became a man. The infinite became finite. The invisible became visible. What a blessing to have Jesus dwell within us. God's glory set up residence among us. God does not dwell among us because of anything special that we did or could do, but instead, in spite of our imperfections. God became visible among us through the incarnation. As followers of Jesus Christ, our task is to find God in the other, especially the marginalized, the left out and left behind. Jesus, the Word of God, is living and active. This Word should be personal. The eternal Word of God united himself with human nature, becoming a man without ceasing to be God. When Jesus assumed human flesh, he did it forever. He did that so men and women could become sons and daughters of God. Notice that there is a link to Genesis in John's description of Jesus as the eternal Word when he said, for instance, in the beginning was the Word. Jesus is the full disclosure of God to humanity. Jesus did not begin at the manger or at the stable when he became incarnate or came on earth. According to John, Jesus already existed. Jesus is the eternally pre-existent God who himself, God himself, and is the creator of everything that has been created. A 20th century Swiss Reformed theologian by the name of Karl Barth once said that what you are looking for in the life of Jesus Christ is the second person of the Trinity. He went on to say that the Son is the image of God in flesh. So we celebrate Christmas because we see in Jesus the eternal Word made manifest. God, in the person of Jesus Christ, has decided to live and dwell among us. God has always been present in humanity. His presence has been from the beginning with the people of Israel, for instance, when he called prophets such as Abraham, Jacob, Moses, and so many others to lead his people. His presence has never ceased. God loved us so much that he came down to us. God is not distant, but rather live among us. Before anything or anyone was created, Jesus already was. Everything has a starting place except Jesus. If we believe that Jesus is who scriptures reveal him to be, there is no logical reason, response to the person of Jesus but to surrender our all beings to him. John also tells us that Jesus is light. The world is filled with darkness. Jesus came into the world to bring light. We are called to be a light for the world, but Jesus is the source of that light. Not everyone likes light, because light exposes us for who we are and for what we are. Let me repeat myself once again. Not everyone likes light, because light exposes us for who we are and for what we are. Light helps us to see. It helps us find ourselves. Those who don't receive the light will not see the need for grace. Jesus invites us to receive the light, because it is only through Jesus we can experience God's grace. We can experience new life in Jesus. Are we reflecting Christ's light in the world? Can anyone who comes in contact with us be able to see? My brothers and sisters, living in the light of Christ is very challenging. The light of Christ, when shining, may reveal things that we may want to keep hidden. The light of Christ exposes ugliness the same way it exposes beauty. To be willing to walk in the light of Christ is to be willing to expose not only our strength, but our weakness or our spiritual darkness. As a native of Haiti, I know what it means to live in darkness because of blackout. The absence of electricity is very common. Intruders will take this as an opportunity to take advantage of poor and innocent families who cannot defend themselves. These intruders will steal and even kill others. Most of the insecurity that the nation of Haiti is undergoing at this time is because of the absence of light at night. As a young boy growing up in Haiti, I was often told not to go on the streets at nighttime, because it is during the night that all the evil powers take over the streets. In Haiti, we refer to those evil powers as lugau. Lugau and darkness create fear. Having the opportunity to experience light regularly allows me to no longer be afraid of my own shadows and other things that I may have called evil in the past just because I couldn't see them. Kathleen Thomerson, an American organist and hymn writer, wrote a hymn in the hymnal, which is one of my favorites. This hymn talks about Jesus, the light of the world, and how we should reflect the light of Christ. The hymn reads, "I want to walk as a child of the light. I want to follow Jesus. God set the stars to give light to the world. The star of my life is Jesus. In him, there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The lamp of the light is the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus." Friends, our challenge today is to let Jesus shine from our hearts so that we can be a light to others. In closing, my prayer for all of us, myself included, is that we can accept this gift of God's grace so that we also could let this little light of ours shine, so that through us, others can see the light of Christ burning and give glory to God. And as we approach the end of the year, and as a new year is about to start pretty shortly, I also pray that we also allow space in our hearts for our God, who has entered our world not only for a day, but eternally, to dwell within us so that he can transform all of us. Amen.